In part 5, topic 7, we start with the 12th characteristic of champions as they prepare for competitions. They are not distracted once their preparation begins. When champions decide to start the serious sequence of preparatory activities at a competition, they usually cannot be distracted. They focus almost entirely on physical and mental skills that are relevant to the impending task. The mental imagery and physical activities are performed are task-specific. Interruptions and distractions usually are not allowed to occur. Champions at this time are selfish in that they only do what is appropriate and beneficial for them. To assist this self-focus and control, they often isolate themselves by moving to a distant location that is well away from the actual contest site. That is done to minimize distractions from other athletes and events surrounding other ongoing competitions. Once the serious part of getting ready to compete begins, champions are particularly focused, and it is very difficult to disrupt their singular purpose of executing pre-competition strategies. This implies the following for an athlete. There should be a time before the start of a contest when you say to yourself, "This is it," and you commit yourself to focusing and preparing to compete. Once that stage is initiated, you should not be distracted by any other events which occur. You have to learn to discipline yourself to achieve this level of focus, as well as restricting your involvement only to beneficial physical activities. The 13th feature is to maintain your concentration on the upcoming performance throughout the warm-up. A pre-competition strategy is the script of behaviors and thoughts that is to be followed and executed before the start of a competition. That is the technique for emulating what champions have learned to do to prepare themselves in the best manner possible. However, when one is learning to perform the repertoire of behaviors that maintain focus and concentration, problems occasionally occur which disrupt the continuity of the strategy execution. These primarily are caused by not having enough activities planned. What happens is that dead spots or openings occur, which allow distractions to be noticed, or the mind is allowed to wander by paying attention to irrelevant items. Champions over time have developed sufficient activities in a pre-competition routine that they are never distracted when they follow it completely. The production of sufficient content to totally consume the time period from strategy initiation to contest start is part of the developmental process of pre-competition preparations. This implies the following for an athlete. When you prepare pre-competition strategies, you should err on the side of preparing too many activities and too much content rather than too little. That will avoid the problem of finishing your preparations too early and leaving yourself open to distractions at a critical time. The 14th factor is, just before the competition starts, champions concentrate on how well they will do and feel in the initial stages of the contest. As the commencement of a contest approaches, champions restrict their thinking about the contest more and more to the early segments of the performance. That restriction becomes narrowest immediately before the start, when attention is totally focused on correct initiation of the first segment of the competition. In the seconds before a contest begins, all that champions are concerned with is starting in the best manner possible. Their focus is positive. This means the following for an athlete. As a contest draws near, you likely will become even more excited. That extra energy can be used to your advantage if you make a very good start in the event. To ensure that occurs, the final moments of a pre-competition strategy should be designed to focus your resources and thinking on the correct execution of the start and having it accompanied by feeling your best. This is a narrowed focus of attention. The 15th factor is determine a realistic goal for your performance. It has been recommended that there is only one goal for a competitive performance, and that is the perfect execution of a competition strategy. Since a strategy is designed to get an athlete to perform his or her very best, it would stand to reason to attempt to follow that self-determined prescription. To stray from such a plan is likely to reduce the level of performance. A strategy is challenging but realistic. An athlete should have full control over all its elements. These are features of the successful intentions and performances of champions. Goals can only be achieved if the processes which lead to them are executed correctly. Thus, it is important to think of and control the factors underlying what has to be done to achieve a goal or goals. A detailed pre-competition strategy should be the full description of all the elements needed to proceed to achieve a goal. And an example of this is provided at the end of this topic. For an athlete, it means this: you have to concentrate on each step that will lead to the goal or goals that have been determined for your preparations and performance. The easiest way to do this is to construct pre-competition strategies in sufficient detail to get you to focus on all the necessary steps using all the resources that you have at your disposal. At the competition site, the challenge for you would be to execute the pre-competition strategy successfully and then the competition strategy perfectly. This completes part 5.